Several hundred Putney addresses still do not have access to affordable, hardwired broadband internet service.
Putney resident Wendy Wilson read the resolution, and town meeting voters passed it without dissent. It called on area legislators and Governor Peter Shumlin to bring wired broadband internet to all Putney residents by the end of 2014. Putney is Governor Shumlin's hometown. John Field, who drafted the resolution, hoped that Shumlin would be at the town meeting.
The governor made us a promise at town meeting here last year that he would get everything wired 100%, no ifs, ands, or buts. I've got the quote.
Instead, area lawmakers got an earful from residents who say they're tired of hearing that Putney already has internet service.
Close to 300 of us in Putney only have dial-up. In my case, I have to pay $80 a month to HughesNet, can't Skype, can't stream anything. My wife's a pediatrician in town. She can't do her electronic medical record.
Nancy Browse says people on her road are getting internet from Comcast or Fairpoint, but not her house. Browse has a daughter who's deaf.
And she cannot use a video phone, which almost every deaf person in America considers a basic tool of communication.
Browse has called the Vermont Telecommunications Authority about the problem. The state agency is charged with extending internet service to the state's most remote areas.
Then you say, who's serving us? And they say, VTEL. And you say, well, that's interesting because we've had no communication from VTEL whatsoever.
John Field says even if VTEL does bring internet to the unserved parts of town, it'll be wireless service. And Field says that's not good enough. He wants what most of Putney already has, hardwired internet. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.